ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He wants four more years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Nobody's done what we have done in 2.5 years.
President Trump kicking off his re-election campaign with a rally in Orlando, Florida.
A vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism.
Fox's John Decker was there. He's now live in Miami, where the president will soon have a fundraiser. John?
In his first official campaign rally of the 2020 election cycle, the president told 20,000 of his loyal supporters in Orlando that because of the strong economy and his legislative accomplishments, despite attacks from the left, he will accomplish even more in a second term.
And as long as you keep this team in place, we have a tremendous way to go. Our future has never, ever looked brighter or sharper.
The president barely mentioned his Democratic rivals, instead railing at length against the Mueller investigation, complaining about the media, and even going after Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in 2016. Dave?
I'm John, the Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden said after the rally, American can't afford four more Trump years, and Bernie Sanders called the speech lies, distortion, and nonsense.
The most dangerous president in the modern history of this country.
Well, the president's former communications director, Hope Hicks, who now works for Fox, is about to be questioned by the House Judiciary Committee.
Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler says a transcript of her testimony will be made public. The White House is claiming Hicks is immune from testimony, but Nadler says that doesn't apply because President Trump allowed top aides to be interviewed by the special counsel's office.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. While Iran keeps denying it attacked two oil tankers last week, a U.S. Navy explosives expert says pieces and debris left behind show a mine strikingly similar to ones Iran's displayed before. He also says the damage was not caused by a flying object, as one of the ship's owners claimed. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher investment fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Following President Trump's tweet that millions of illegal immigrants will be removed, acting ICE Director Mark Morgan told Fox this morning.
So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that we apply the law and we enforce the law.
Going after those who've had a hearing and have been ordered removed by a judge. Kelly Kraft will get a Senate confirmation hearing today to be the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N., replacing Nikki Haley. Kraft is currently our ambassador to Canada. Patrick Shanahan will not get a hearing. To lead the Pentagon. He's stepping away from that job.
Patrick Shanahan has been acting defense secretary since January. His nomination to be the next secretary of defense had been announced. Now it's been withdrawn.
I'm sure the decision between the two of you has been a good decision in light of a lot of the accusations and the problems that could come from that.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Republican Jim Inhofe describing his surprise during a brief phone call with President Trump shortly before the announcement, published media reports detailed episodes of violent domestic disputes several years ago between Shanahan and his ex-wife. Democrats have questioned the vetting process. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A huge drug bust in Philadelphia. 16.5 tons of cocaine found on a ship.
The street value of the drugs said to exceed $1 billion. According to U.S. attorneys in Philadelphia, some of the ship's crew have been arrested and charged. The ship sails under the Liberian flag and has recently stopped in the Bahamas, Panama, Peru, and Colombia. This bust comes following other cocaine seizures this year in Philadelphia and the port of New York and New Jersey with values in the tens of millions. Federal officials are continuing to search the vessel. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street before the Federal Reserve's update on possible interest rate cuts to come, stock futures have been barely moving before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 42-year-old man is facing charges after police allegedly found two loaded guns in his home. 42-year-old Devin Craig has prior convictions that make him ineligible to own or possess guns. Authorities served a search warrant on his home on Friday morning. Police were looking for drugs, but only found two loaded guns. Craig has been charged with being an armed habitual criminal, unlawful use of a machine gun, and unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. He faces 6 to 30 years in prison if found guilty of being an armed habitual criminal. Downtown Champaign is getting a new restaurant. WCIA says Punch has been described as a bar lounge. It'll be on the main level of the Hyatt. No word yet on when it will open. A Casey man is accused of setting a garage fire. Kenny Cathy is charged with residential arson for the fire in Effingham last week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World wants to set you up with your new appliances. He wants you to go in and see what they got. What they got are people. People that will walk up and say, what do you need to know about this GE profile? Because I got all the information in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. They offer discount pricing and quality products. You drive on North Neal. Before you get to I-74, you'll see Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on the right-hand side. And plus, when they treat you like royalty, that includes your 10-year free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit when you're remodeling, or you just, it's time. We're getting to that point. It's kind of fun to go out there and look around, and you're going to say, man, that's kind of expensive, isn't it? And they say, well, if you don't want all the bells and whistles, and you just want to keep stuff cold, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want the bells and whistles and this and that and that and this, then you got that. And they'll deliver it. And they're really good. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, 42 years of excellence. Check out their Champaign location. Neil, just before I-74. Or go online, appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com.
I guess the little Porgies and Urbana is going to be closing.
Yeah, I heard that.
And the one in Champaign will stay open. They do more catering and make the sauces out of that location.
I forgot about Little Porgies. Maybe that's the problem.
Okay. I've been there twice in the last 3 months.
Wow. Wow.
So.
I have not been to Little Porgies.
Tips, mixed sauce, lemon shake up. Mmm. Good stuff.
Haven't been there in decades.
Smells so good off Broadway and University.
They got like a bucket of rib tips and stuff.
Yeah.
That's been about 1988 for me.
Is that right?
Just I forgot about
them. Well, you're part of the problem.
Forgot about them. So they'll still keep Champaign.
That's
right. Where is that one at?
Springfield over by, you know, across the street.
Yeah.
Big Lots and, you know, used to be Grandy's. And now it's, I think, a Dunkin' Donuts, that Grandy's location.
Oh, is it?
Anyway.
What happened to Zaw's? Zaw's closed?
Right.
I thought that was a pretty good concept.
I did, too.
But they've got, you know, Blaze and the other pizza, instant
they
pizza
do.
Things. Yeah, you got lots of choices for...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many pizza places are in Champaign-Urbana?
It's a lot.
We know about Rosati's, and I think Rosati's is a little different simply because it's a sit-down restaurant with lasagna. It's just a little... It's not your basic pizza place. I mean, it's a little deeper. Shane Morrison over at Rosati's, we give those away every month. And some of your feedback tells me he's good, and it is good. That cheese they have over there, But the restaurant business in general, that's toughy. That's really tough. Restauranting, they come and go. I think it's the number one failing business. That's why franchises are popular, because they have kind of the formula. And if you follow all the steps, theoretically it works. Anyway, Little Porgies closing in Urbana. ESPN 93.5. This is interesting. We all know about bullying and how bad bullying is. It can be devastating, life-changing. In fact, people take their own lives because they've been bullied so much. So there's a group of children that were asked to bully one plant while being kind to another plant. They took recordings of the children's insults. Pretty nasty, actually. At the end of the month, the plant that had been played,
abused.
Well, played all the, they played the tapes of them constantly.
Oh.
The plant that had been played hurtful things Like, quote, even vegans think it's fine to eat you. Look different from the complimented plant. Bullying expert Michelle Barbieri, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Michelle, I gotta love that accent. Michelle Barbieri, where are you from?
Newark, Delaware.
No, I thought you had a little Southern going there. Just a second.
I'm a little bit of a mixture. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware.
That's not South. All right, I had you wrong. Now you sound a little more Jersey. Okay, Michelle, bullying is devastating. Energy, positive and negative, are felt immediately. I'm not surprised by this, but there really was a difference for the plant that was bullied?
There was. The plant that was not bullied was literally still thriving, and the plant that was bullied had wilted. It was notably drooping.
They were both watered the same? Watered the same, sunlight the same, all that?
They started off with two identical plants and put them in identical controlled environments.
Wow.
Yes. The only difference is one was literally demeaned with insults and bullying, and the other one was given praise and love.
I find that quite fascinating. So they were kept in controlled environments, but they weren't within earshot of each other, right? So these are separate areas.
Yes, they were contained separate areas.
Unbelievable. And so you had a wilty one, but I, again, we all know how the office is, and sometimes tiptoeing around the negative person, nobody likes that. It kind of drags everybody down. And now it worked with plants.
It does.
How long was this experiment?
It was 30 days.
Hmm.
And what they did was they actually taped the children's insults and praises on recording. So they played that continuously for 30 days to the plant.
It's amazing. It really, really is. As a bullying expert, what do we do, Michelle? What do we do with what's going on in schools?
Well, what I would like to see, and I just started a little bit of research myself, is here in Delaware, and I'm sure this is like this in each state, there doesn't seem to be a set plan process as far as united. Everyone has their own process and procedures where we should be united, and everyone should follow the same guidelines as how we handle bullying, whether it be the victim or the bully, him, he or himself. And then there also should be accountability for those who didn't take part and go into that environment and make a precedence that bullying is not going to continue and they're going to put a stop to it, whether it be a principal, the school district, whatever it may be.
But the problem is, I'm just saying, somebody will come into a room in a class and they'll laugh at whatever they're wearing, and then they'll say, "I'm just kidding. Can't you take a joke? Come on."
And see, and sometimes what the child will do is they'll laugh with everyone else because they want to make it seem like they're a part of it.
Right.
But really inside, they're cringing, you know, and depending on their mental state to even begin with, it depends on how they've even accepted that emotionally.
But Michelle, there is a gray area with everything. There's a gray area as to, was that bullying? I mean, if there's a light that could pop on saying, ding, ding, that's wrong. Or, you know, how do we know?
I think what's hard is that a lot of people just feel like name calling is just, hey, it's just a name. It doesn't mean anything. But really, it's shaming and segregating that person. And people need to be aware of that, and children even more so.
Well, we just, and we always have said kids can be so mean and so cruel. The change here in the last decade has been, it only happened in the hallways and, you know, 40 people saw it. Now it's worldwide because it's on social media.
And that's what's hard. It's enabling the bullies to reach their victims beyond the school grounds.
Yep.
It goes into their homes, their personal life, their space. It's leaving victims nowhere to escape from the torment that's being inflicted upon them.
So what would you have the administration do? What would you have people do to police this in some sort of a uniform way?
I would love to say I have the answer for that. My book itself, Hey Loser, What's for Lunch, what it does is it gives the initial steps to helping break the cycle of bullying and open up the lines of communication. After that, it needs to go in the hands of experts to help control that, as far as, you know, counselors, psychologists, and people like that. I wish we could get everyone on board, like I said before, even with the states, and have a precedent set and get some guidelines and bylaws that are set forth that have to need to be followed. What those are I would want to talk to the experts and have them set those guidelines and have an agreement throughout with everyone.
What's the title of your book?
Oh, it is Hey Loser, What's for Lunch?
Hey Loser,
Breaking
What's
the Cycle of Bullying.
And Amazon has that?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble, yeah.
Good for you. Michelle B-A-R-B-I-E-R-I, Michelle Barbieri. Hope we can chat again sometime.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very important issue, bullying. Mm-hmm. But how about the plant that's better than, that's amazing to me.
Wilted when it was cut down. Poor thing.
Yeah, really. Well, they say talk to the plants, right?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Oh, you're beautiful.
I had one for years here.
You were nice to it.
And it was flourishing.
Yeah.
And then somebody knocked it over and they threw it away. I mean, for years.
Sports boys.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, what?
What's
where's
up?
My plant?
What's up with that? We check your sports headlines. You got a Mile with the Pines event coming up in July that everybody can participate in. It's only a mile. You can walk, you can stroller, you can race, whatever you want to do. We got that coming up.
That's right. And we'll have the superintendents from Champaign and Urbana in to talk about it, since the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation will benefit from that in mid-July. We'll get more details coming up from Jan Seeley. Miami over the St. Louis Cardinals. That final was 6-0. They've got a game 7:15 start on ESPN 93.5. The Cardinals will use Daniel Ponce de Leon on their mound, and then Trevor Richards for Miami. Chicago White Sox over the Cubs 3-1. I was listening yesterday at the beginning of the game. Kyle Schwarber, first pitch, home run. That was the only run for
it.
The Cubs.
Yeah.
And they'll use John Lester tonight, 7:05 start on US 105.9. Zach Collins is 24, pulled up from AAA. Wellington Castro on the injured list with a strained oblique. Zach Collins got the news on Father's Day. His dad started crying like a baby when he was pulled up from AAA. Chicago White Sox will be using Zach. And who knows what will happen in that, but a good story in this Chicago trip today. A rainy College World Series yesterday, Louisville and Auburn. Louisville on top 4-1 when the game was suspended. They'll start playing that at 11 o'clock today. Vandy and Mississippi State, and then Texas Tech and Florida State. I was also hearing yesterday when Drew was talking with Tay and Karp about the six drafted players and one free agent from the Illini team that are going on to the pros. And, you know, what a, you know, interesting life. I know we think of the Bull Durham movie, but to do so many years in AAA and then to be called up, I thought that was interesting philosophy.
Well, Cardinals just called up a guy who's 27 years old. He's played in 893 minor league games. 800.
Wow.
And that's sometimes you never get up there.
Right.
So if the dad wants to cry like a baby, I would have joined him. I mean, that's just.
Exactly.
It's tough.
But one of the things that they said about Zach Collins, he walked 101 times last year. Mm. And so he really looks at those pitches. Michigan's quarterback, Brandon Peters, coming
our
way.
Backup guy. But okay, yeah. Well, he's 6'5", 230.
Right.
Does he fit with Rod Smith? Well, he's not a runner. He's a drop-back pro-style quarterback, but he's the only guy I think we have that has any snaps in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good thing, and Jeremy will, of course, know more about that after 9. Josh Whitman today at 10.
That's right.
Live in the studio, Athletic Director Josh Whitman with Jeremy Warner on the Jeremy Warner Show.
Also trending in Illini Nation, the women's basketball team in that Big Ten ACC Challenge on December 5th will head to Chapel Hill to take on UNC.
Yep.
And newcomer Oski Awards, the Dyke Edelman finalists, all listed at FightingIllini.com. It's pretty interesting to see the great athletes and how smart these students are.
They got it all. They got the brains.
And the sportsmanship.
And the bronze.
I'm telling you.
By the way, I mentioned it. Taylor Edwards, the outstanding pitcher for the softball team, has another year of eligibility for basketball and has joined the team. I think that will be a sneaky help for the women's basketball team because of her leadership. She's a veteran and a darn good player in basketball. Taylor Edwards has joined Nancy Faye's squad. Let's check your weather.
I hope the weather's okay for Keith Harden to take the stage at Blair Park Neighborhood Nights from 6:30 to 8 with the Urbana Park District. It's so fun to introduce the acts. High 78 today, 60 our low tonight. Chance of thunderstorms at 90%. 20% shot at showers, otherwise partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 76, low 61. Up to 84 both Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with a 50% chance of rain, otherwise partly cloudy, down to around 70 in the evening. morning. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5. Just got the tap from Jan Seely and the superintendents here. Mile at the Pines event will be fun to talk about in
you
a few minutes.
You betcha. We'll talk about that next. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. You can always text in 359-2255, 359-2255. 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. Southwest Airlines is optimistic about the current quarter. The airline says it continued to experience solid demand in the quarter and more passenger bookings, even though Southwest has revised its schedule to remove all Boeing 737 MAX flights through September 2nd. Fewer people were applying for a mortgage last week. Mortgage rates moved slightly higher. The Mortgage Bankers Association says total mortgage applications declined 3.4% from the previous week. Applications for both buying a home and refinancing declined from a week ago. Fred's is reporting weaker sales and earnings for its spring quarter. The drugstore chain lost money in the period. Mattress company Tempur Sealy says it will add 700 new jobs in the U.S. to meet demand. The announcement follows new retail agreements to sell its products at Big Lots and Mattress Firm. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Tim Grant. Visit AmericasFarmers.com.
ESPN 93.5 Mile at the Pines is coming up. It's July 14. Jan Seely, Mile at the Pines, tell me about it.
Yeah, well, it's 3 weeks from Sunday, so still plenty of time to get signed up. It's the third annual. It's out here at the Pines, a series of 10 consecutive mile events run on Philo Road. So there's a way for everybody, for young people, old people, middle people, people who want to walk, run. This year we added a stroller division. So runner, walk, a stroller, pushing something.
Yes.
Someone said, can I put my dog in it? I said, sure. So
and they go fast with strollers.
Yeah.
They can race.
That's kind of what gave Mike the idea. I think somebody came into Bonnie and Soul and said, hey, I'd like to push my kid, you know, running a six-minute mile in the stroller.
That's so awesome. See, yeah. And again, CU School Foundation is a beneficiary.
That's right. And last year we gave over $6,000. Every penny of the race goes to CU Schools. And so it's a great way to involve both communities.
Jennifer Ivory Tatum is the new superintendent of Urbana Schools. So welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
New superintendent. That's a big gig at Urbana. We're excited for you. Susan Zola, one of the best radio voices and supers in the
show.
Good morning.
No, I'm serious.
Thank you.
You can do a morning show.
Thank you. When I finish my day job, I'll check back in with you on that.
Anyway, you guys are going to do a little Champaign-Urbana School kind of a challenge thing?
We're all about raising funds.
Let's go.
For Champaign Schools Foundation. So we're looking for a couple competitive spaces. The fastest runner in any of the divisions, the superintendent for whom that district is celebrating that success will donate an additional $100.
Okay.
And then we're also looking for the district that has the most participants when you count and add staff, students. And again, we'd like to celebrate CU Schools and donate an additional $100.
Jennifer, how are you going to do your new superintendent?
I don't know.
How are you going to recruit? Susan's got the whole board here. What's up?
I don't know. We located it in Urbana to kind of.
So you're excited to help CU Schools Foundation?
Absolutely.
I've been
a big supporter for many years.
So yeah. All right. So you're going to go say, hey, let's get in this thing. Let's get it together and raise money.
Get the word out. We're going to knock on doors. We're going to put it on our website. Yeah. We're going to send out email blasts. And
Jan, the good news is you really have something for everybody here. You walk.
Yeah. No, there's one of the waves is the community wave.
Perfect.
And you can run or walk and there's something for everybody. And, you know, it costs $20. And if you sign up, we have about 30 spots left. If you sign up for the race in the next couple of days, there's still some of these $20 gift certificates from Body and Soul that Mike threw his hat in.
I put 20 in, I get 20.
Yeah, when you get your confirmation email, there's a gift certificate from Body and Soul for $20. There's tons of great food. We use the Pines area out here.
Yeah.
Beautiful, huge beach towel instead of doing a t-shirt, we're doing something that's more, you know, fitting for the summer. Amazing food. All the prizes are donated by businesses out here at the Pines, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Casa Del Mar. So it's a wonderful celebration of this part of town. It's part of why we picked the location because this area is a little bit under the radar.
And nice
so this,
area.
This race is kind of elevating that. So it's a blast. It's a different kind of event, and there's nobody who can't at least walk a mile.
You betcha. Yeah. July 14, no trash talking Susan Zola.
No, we're actually going to cross together holding hands.
We're going to walk together. We are walking.
And show our solidarity.
Well, you kind of worked together for a while, didn't you? I mean,
absolutely.
We have.
Kind
of
the same. And are you excited about your job?
I am very excited. Yeah. We have a lot of challenges, but a lot of opportunities at the same time.
Dr. Zola suggested that snow days are a no-win situation for
you? Yeah, we already have some plans for snow days. She's going to sing. I'm going to dance.
The first time we've had women leading both school districts.
First time.
I feel very good about that. I think it's awesome.
Yes.
You guys are...
We have some heavy lifts, but
geniuses.
We're gonna do it.
You're
going
to get it done. You're going to do awesome. Hey, thank you for coming in.
Thank
Jan Seeley, Dr. Zola.
Thank you for inviting us and having us.
Well, let's have you come back sometime.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Mile at the Pines, folks. It's July 14. You want to get involved. Come on, let's go. Mileatthepines.com, mileatthepines.com. Let's see what goes on. Happy to have Jennifer Ivory Tatum, superintendent of Urbana Schools, and Dr. Susan Zola for Champaign. Two women running our big districts. That's awesome. ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
It's true. We all know James Harden doesn't do any work when he doesn't have the ball. He's not doing any work off the ball. So in other words, he's not helping Chris Paul when it's Chris Paul's turn. The rare turn he gets to orchestrate the offense, to drive the offense, James Harden isn't even contributing to the outcome. He's not helping ensure that possession is one that results in the maximum efficiency point scoring for the Rockets. That's not going to be something that flies. That's not going to be something that everybody's cool with, not in the long term. So Chris Paul has a point, but that point has to get resolved, because the team that could take Golden State to 7 games and take them to 6 this year, that team has as good a shot as anybody next year to win the title.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the world is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa conventional motor oil for just $11.99. That's a pretty unbelievable deal for a pretty unbelievable oil. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa conventional motor oil for only $11.99 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General states pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 6 per customer. Offer ends 6/30/19.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets with supporters and a fundraising committee in Florida today after his 2020 campaign kickoff rally last night in Orlando.
The president warned the other party is after different goals.
Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
The president won Florida in 2016 by less than 1.5%.
Fox's Eben Brown. More people around the world are fleeing their home countries.
War and other violence have produced 71 million refugees in the world. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that's up more than 2 million from last year. War-torn Syria leads the way with about 13 million people displaced over the past 8 years. Venezuela's produced about 4 million refugees recently.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Probation is the sentence for an Urbana woman who admitted she took part in stealing gift cards from the Target in Champaign by buying them with fake cash. 19-year-old Latavia Miller admitted that between December 13th of last year and January 3rd of this year, she took part in a number of purchases of Visa gift cards and other items using counterfeit money, totaling more than $10,000. She was working with 4 other women at the time. They were helped by a clerk. In all, 5 women were arrested and charged. Urbana police are looking for whomever fired shots on Monday afternoon. No one was injured, but one of the rounds went through the living room wall of an apartment occupied by five people, ranging in age from 2 to 72. The shots were fired from a passing car toward four young people walking on the sidewalk in the 1,000 block of South Smith Road. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
They're on West University Urbana. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, there's a chance for thunderstorms today. That's why there's also a flash flood watch in effect through this afternoon. Today's high, 78 with the cloud cover, 60 our low tonight. 76 with partly cloudy conditions expected tomorrow, 20% chance of showers, 61 our low in the evening. We've got a high 84 as we wrap up the week and start summer, down to around 66 at night, 40% chance of showers, bumps up to a 50% chance of morning rain expected Saturday, up into the mid to upper 80s. Right now, the temperature's at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Trump stages greatest show yet is the headline on Drudge Report. MAGA, which is Make America Great Again, MAGA, Orlando. I'm just happy I wasn't there for all the traffic snarls.
Right.
There were over 20,000 people in that arena. As Ed Martin told us last hour, it's hard to get 1,000 people at an event politically. And, you know, Donald Trump has been a celebrity for a long time. I think that's probably part of it. But the fact that, you know, we have a guy that just says what he's thinking and his stream of consciousness that it can be read on Twitter if you follow him. And a lot of it is like, darn, I wish he hadn't done that because that's going to bring rain for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
AOC brought some rain, but sure haven't seen much coverage on it when she likened the holding areas for our illegal immigrants to concentration camps. So referencing, what, ISIS Nazis then?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, come on, man. I think AOC is kind of representative of the direction of more and more on the left, and folks, it's too far left. It isn't going to work. And if Joe Biden tries to tack that far, it isn't going to work in the general. Because if he goes back, then the left won't vote for him. They'll just stay home. So I don't know what the Democrats are going to do, because Joe Biden is certainly your best chance. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. And I'd be very surprised if a socialist can win a general election. But he certainly had energy last time when he ran against Hillary Clinton, and I do believe that could have been really, really close because there was a real wave for Bernie Sanders. And that's cooled somewhat. There's still a core of hardened Bernie people, but it's not like it was in 16.
Mm-hmm.
16 was like, you know, here comes Bernie, and he probably should have had a better shot to get the nomination, but they had that thing wired for Hillary. So we'll see what happens.
Well, when he came to the U of I campus, there was a mile and a half line, huh?
Yeah. No, I don't know if the students are quite that vocal about him anymore. Maybe, but not quite. I don't feel quite the energy there, but he's certainly in it. And then after that, I'm not sure. Pete Buttigieg has gotten a lot of buzz. He's raised a lot of money. Kamala Harris, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be fascinating. The Democratic debates are coming up in a week. They begin 10 one night, 10 the other. That's a lot of debating.
Well, and I just did a Google on Donald Trump, thinking I'd get some numbers or some buzz about the rally, and it all comes up about his deportation threat.
Right. No, listen, it's amazing. The media can really control the dialogue. And the fact that every seat was full in a 20,000-seat arena, I think would have been covered had it been Barack Obama. But they're not looking that way. That's not what they want to do. Okay, I've got some baseball tickets. If you are interested in the Cardinals and the Angels on Sunday, 4 seats free to see Albert Pujols. The Angels come to town Friday. They play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. These are for 1:15 on Sunday. So if you happen to be in St. Louis and know somebody who might be, I've got 4 free ones. Diane, what's the number?
Oh, 13.
The 13th.
Or what's Albert Pujols' number back in the day? I know it's on the back of my daughter Anna's jersey.
Was it number 5?
That sounds right. Let's do that.
5th?
Why not? People have to react fast texting in cards then.
All right, text Cardinals at 359-2255 if you want 4 tickets to the Cardinals Angels Sunday down in St. Louis. You have to get yourself there, but I've got the tickets.
Excellent. By the way, Marty has texted in before all these other texts come in. AOC has no idea what a concentration camp is.
No, she said, how do I say this? I don't think AOC was a straight A student. About as kind as I can say it.
Okay.
I just don't know if there's, I know that she's got wide eyes and is passionate.
Yes.
But
she's
a
good speaker.
I don't know if everything she says, and of course they say that about Donald Trump, I don't know if everything she says is exactly accurate or well-researched.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255, text in cards. Fifth gets four tickets. Fifth text in gets four tickets to Sunday's game. Good luck.
See a registered investment advisor.
Casey, you there?
Yes, hi.
You win.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's four tickets to the Cardinals and Angels on Sunday in Busch Stadium. Are you a Cardinal fan?
I am not. I'm a Cubs fan. But my best friend Aaron is a Cardinals fan, so...
You're all about love, aren't you, Casey? That's so sweet.
Yes.
He's so taking your friend on because you can't stand the Cardinals, but you will still wear your blue. It's so nice of you.
Thanks.
That's awesome. All right, you enjoy this. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Casey wins for her friend.
Yeah, and we're anticipating a huge standing ovation once Albert Pujols steps into that batter box.
I think he'll get standing O's the whole weekend,
right,
but for certainly the first one Friday will be gargantuan.
During.
Thank you, Judge. That's spring-green.com. Or call 359-2111.
Sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Miami beat St. Louis 6-0 yesterday. A game from Busch starts at 7:15 tonight. You'll hear the action on ESPN 93.5. Daniel Ponce de Leon for the Cardinals and Trevor Richard for Miami on the mound. We had six drafted and one free agent Illini players that are tipping their toe into the pro waters this week. Pretty cool experience for them. Chicago White Sox over the Cubs 3-1 yesterday. Kyle Schwarber, that first pitch, a home run. And that was all she wrote for the Cubs and their runs yesterday. It's a 7:05 start. John Lester being used on the mound for the Chicago Cubs. Lucas Giolito for the Chicago White Sox. Zach Collins, by the way, pulled up from AAA. Pretty good news for his dad on Father's Day. Wellington Castillo has an oblique strain and is on the injured list. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Live well.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. And
up to 78, down to 60.
Some pretty good storms coming.
Yeah, actually a flash flood watch in effect also.
Yeah.
We've got a high 76 expected tomorrow, partly cloudy and a 20% chance of an isolated storm, down to 61 in the evening. 84, the high on that first day of summer on Friday, down to around 66 with a 40% shot at showers late. Morning showers in the forecast Saturday. Sunday, there's another 50% chance of scattered showers. Both days, we've got a high 87 expected. We're currently at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
And some red over Quincy as we speak. Western side of the state moving our direction. And it's pretty good cells over there. And stuff develops and then it's really hard to predict this stuff. Right now we have red cells also moving toward Champaign-Urbana. That is currently south of Springfield. And that looks like all this is pretty inevitable. I would guess by middle of the day or later. That's
yeah,
all right.
I know Mike and all our neighbors doing a lot of mowing yesterday.
Get it done.
Ready for another hit.
Yeah, yep, yep.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
Oh, this wine is putrid. I don't quite understand how the enologist made these choices with this Pinot Grigio.
Ugh, why am I here? All I want is some beer and some sports on my eyes.
That's when Charlie realized he should have gone to Scotty's Brewhouse.
Who is this? I mean, you're right, but still, this is weird.
I'm the narrator, and your next line is, I'm going to Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign.
I'm going to Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign on Neal Street.
I'm fitness expert Jay Cardiello with a wellness tip from GNC. Is work taking a toll on your health? At your desk, keep both feet flat on the floor for a healthier spine. Eat an orange. A vitamin C can help reduce stress hormones. And try adding cinnamon to your coffee. It stabilizes your energy level. From daily wellness solutions to sports performance, weight management to beauty, GNC offers a number of products to help you reach your personal goals. All with 100% satisfaction and price match guarantees. GNC, live well.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades. Where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a nice day.
All right, so Cubs play tonight.
Tonight? Yep, 7:05.
Okay, against those pesky White Sox.
Right.
And Cardinals play tonight against those pesky Marlins.
Also trending in MLB news, Washington Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer suffered a broken nose off the face during batting practice bunt drill.
Ow. Ouch.
Yeah, so they're totally rearranging their pitching schedule now.
Yeah, I mean.
They don't know whether you can come back. I mean, broken nose.
I don't know. Anyway, that's a shame. Because bunting in the National League, of course, American League pitchers never bat. Because a designated hitter.
Well, he started out the week with a stand-up, two bases from Matt Carpenter on a bunt. It's kind of like weird this week. I've had two bunting stories.
Yeah, right. Matt just kind of pushed that bunt to the outfield.
Right.
He hit it a little harder.
Okay, gotcha.
But it was beautiful 48-foot double. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow on the program, Jeremy Warner Show. Next with Josh Whitman, we'll pop in. 10 o'clock live in our studio.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, lots to talk about. Bobby Rountree update. Apparently he's in rehab 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Then they hope he's back on campus.
Okay.
He's the young man had that horrific boating accident. Certainly our best NFL prospect. Mm-hmm. Just a really, really awful story. But, you know, they're hoping he's back on campus 3 to 6 months. A little more on that. What's hockey doing? I was a South guy. It looks like it's going to be downtown, but there's a few holdups with some commitments I think they're waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
So hockey at the University of Illinois, based on what I understand with Title IX, you generally have to balance it. We're kind of top-heavy with men anyway. I'm sorry, top-heavy with women anyway. So our balance is okay. If you had 25 hockey players, it's okay because the percentages have to match up, and apparently we have more women than we need to. So we can add a men's team and still be okay with Title IX. That's my understanding. And Josh Whitman, of course, knows all those details. That'll be coming up. All right, we'll meet back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much. Watch out for some of the red cells as they push through our area. And thank you for listening. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner program again next. Tang and Carp this afternoon. And we're back with you bright and early tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. Thank you again for listening. This is ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Meet tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, Buster Olney here. And my friends at Marathon are really helping you save. Because right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Welcome into reviews. This episode, we are focusing in on Luther Falls. Cammy, who gave another 5-star review, said, "I cannot say enough about the professionalism, dedication, workmanship, knowledge, prices, choices, and everything else about this lovely and ever-growing family business. They installed a custom bathroom, and we are repeat customers with our custom kitchen countertops this month. Give Luther Falls a shot if you're in the Bloomington or Champaign area. Just contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, remodelingchampaign.com.
This This is Eric Willen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Summer is here and it's time to celebrate the season at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. The patio's open and they're serving up killer cocktails along with fresh lunch and dinner every day of the week and brunch each weekend. It couldn't be easier than lunch or dinner at Big Grove. Anytime you come, they'll validate parking in the Hill Street parking deck. Heading downtown for live music or a special event, everyone's welcome at Big Grove Tavern. Need a place to host a shower celebration or party this summer? Big Grove has private rooms for your next event. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
GameDaySpirits.com, your online store for all things Illini. Whether you're a fan, current student, or alumnus, you'll find all you need at GameDaySpirits.com. Searching for vintage gear or want to show pride for your U of I department? Find it at GameDaySpirits.com. Be sure to check out the sales section for new items added regularly. Plus, free ground shipping on orders over $75. Get all your game day gear at GameDaySpirit and go Illini!
Have you taken advantage of earning $250 from the U of I Community Credit Union? Think of all the things you can do with an extra $250. Take a family road trip, improve your landscaping, or just save it for a rainy day. Open a new checking account and get $100 cash. Then open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. This offer won't be around for long, so take advantage today. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. The possibilities are endless when you bank with us.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Register today at walkms.org.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.